1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Monday, May 29th. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome an old friend here at the radio station. John Miller is here. We're going to be talking about Huron Waves Music Festival and more. John, it is wonderful to see you in studio.
Thank you. You know, it's great to be here. As I was driving down, I was thinking maybe I should request a song like it's, what is it, the old times.
Old times, good times, you know.
I feel comfortable. But, Jamie, I see you've got new flooring here, and the walls are painted, and it's great to be back at CJCS.
Yes, isn't it nice to be back at CJCS?
I have to say that as a guy that listens to you in the morning, it's great to be back and hear those call letters again.
Well, it's great to have you back, John. And you are busy. We have Huron Waves that's fast approaching, if you will.
Well, you know, back in 2018 when I retired, if that was the word, from Stratford Summer Music, I got a call from some wonderful people across in Huron County, and they were having trouble with a music festival activity that they were on, and they said, "Will you come over and talk to us?" So I said, "Yes." And I went over and met with them, and they were very welcoming and enthusiastic. And, you know, wherever there are people that want to sing and have music, I'm happy to be there, to be amongst them. So eventually they said, "Well, will you take on the responsibility for the festival?" And I said, "Absolutely not, because Stratford Summer Music is my baby, and I want it to succeed, and that's a summer festival." And they said, "All right, well, we'll be a spring festival if you'll stay." So that's how Huron Waves came about, you know, with a beautiful title. People really like the title.
Absolutely.
Huron Waves, because we got the water and we got the waves in the field and music travels on waves.
Exactly.
So, and it's appropriately named.
And it's wonderful to have so many festivals throughout Huron, Perth County.
Absolutely. From my perspective, there's a dearth of festivals in the spring, so we're glad that Huron Waves is there, and particularly that this June, beginning later this week and running for the whole month until July 3rd, we've got, shall I call it the second cousin or the first cousin of the Museum of the Moon, which I find lots of people, particularly in Stratford, remember when we had the moon on Tom Patterson Island.
Right, yes. So this is a very special, the Gaia Adventure.
Well, we wanted it to be, particularly for young people, we wanted it to be more than just coming and seeing another of Luc Jeram's creations. This time, the moon, named Gaia, because that was the Greek, excuse me, the earth named Gaia, because that was the Greek word. We wanted people to see that, but especially young people to see it. And then we thought, well, if school groups are coming, we ought to have more than just Gaia. And so we have what we call two other pods with the cooperation of the Royal Canadian Geographic Society in Ottawa. We have a huge 11-meter by 6-meter floor mat taken, it's Canada from coast to coast, taken from shots of Canadian satellites.
Okay.
And put onto this gorgeous. So kids can spend a half an hour, adults too if they want to on the weekend, but a half an hour there. And then there's a wonderful movie, a video called Curb Your Carbon, which is, it's narrated by Ryan Reynolds, and it has all of his wit in it. The scenes are fun. So we've set up in Trivet Church where we're doing all of this. And it's a church, by the way, where we've taken out all the pews and the congregation and the ministry. They've been fantastic to just basically say, "Okay, John, you can take over the church for a month.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So if you put together Gaia the Balloon, which is 20 feet wide, and is gorgeous. And by the way, it's lit by Michael Walton, the head of lighting and design at the Stratford Festival.
There you go.
You don't get any better than
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But anyway, it hangs and rotates, and it's illuminated from inside. But if you take Gaia and you add the Canada from Space floor mat, and if you add Curb Your Carbon, 22-minute video about dealing with a green planet and what each of us can do, then you have a Gaia adventure.
Wow, there you go. And that is just part of what's happening with the Huron Wave. So you got to check that out. And that church is located in Exeter, is that correct?
Yeah, right on the main street. It's a beautiful old church from the 1850s. I think that's when it started.
Very good.
It's called Trivet. But we're kind of taking it over, and and that's where most of our concerts and so on will be.
Okay.
They're all focused ecologically. I said this year, no Bach, no Mozart, no Stravinsky. It's all Canadian composers.
Okay, very good.
And a number of them, Jamie, are young Canadian composers and women composers and First Nations composers.
Fantastic.
So it's a great festival. It's called HuronWaves.ca. Mm-hmm. All the details are there.
And again, so many music concerts happening. We should spotlight, though, an evening with Thompson Highway for Wednesday, June 21st.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's the one event that we're not going to do inside the in the presence of Gaia. We're doing that up at the Dark Horse Winery, a beautiful winery near Grand Bend. And Thompson will be there, and Patricia Cano will be there, and Marcus, his saxophonist, and it's going to be a good season.
It's going to be terrific. HuronWaves.ca is the website. Of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and with MyStratfordNow.com. It's Huron Waves, Exeter, Grand Bend, and it's for the month of June into July 3rd. Anything else you want to spotlight, John, before we let you go? It looks like another great festival.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have to say I'm so happy to hear your voice in the morning. I'm so happy to be here at CJCS. And I want all my friends and colleagues and people who remember Stratford Summer Music and the good old days to come and join us and have that same spirit that we had on Tom Patterson Island in 2018. We'll have it at Trivet Church in Exeter in 2023.
HuronWaves.ca is the website for all of the details. And Huron Waves, John, they're so lucky and so fortunate to have you as part of their event.
Thank you.
John Mellard. Thanks, John.